Welcome to Tip TV Finance with Guy Schoen, who's CEO at explainthemarket.com. How are you today, Guy?
Not bad, thanks, Sag. Not bad, yeah.
What are we talking today? What's on your plate?
Well, one in four of us at some point this year will suffer some kind of mental health issue. So the stats on this issue are huge. But actually, if you dig into the stats, things haven't really changed very much over the last several years. But the one thing that has changed or has sort of come to prominence is this idea of the sort of toxic relationship between money worries and mental health issues. So that has become a huge issue that lots of people are talking about. And in fact, if you look at the statistics, if you have got some sort of money worry, you're twice as likely to suffer from serious depression. So it's a very serious link between these two things. And what I've been interested in recently is this new organisation that Martin Lewis has helped set up called Money and Mental Health. And what they're trying to do is to understand how they can almost try and break this toxic link between these two big areas.
It's one of those things. It's a vicious circle we're all familiar with. That when things go badly, you know, you lose your job, or you get a pay cut, or the business contracts don't come in. You might start drinking more. You might start not sleeping well, and you just this vicious cycle or circle of negative feedback just grows and grows, doesn't it?
I think that's it. You know, it works both ways, and kind of everybody loses. So the individual themselves obviously loses because they're suffering the affliction of the issue, but also the industry loses as well. So I think one of the things that Money and Mental Health are trying to do is kind of work with industry, work with stakeholders to try and sort of figure out how we can actually understand this issue and this link better and design things that actually try and make a difference and try and sort of sort it out. One of the key points of difference, though, that I quite like is when this sort of thing has been attempted, particularly by government in the past, what I've tended to notice is that you get a very small number of people who are sort of abnormal in the sense that they've always been very good at managing money. Never experienced sort of, the sort of behaviour that I got up to at university and sort of struggling through those periods in my 20s when I was desperately trying to sort of look like I was financially capable, but actually feeling quite insecure about it. So those sorts of feelings are often very unfamiliar to some of these people who then get put in charge of trying to make the rest of the country like them. And that often doesn't work because you lack that sort of empathy that's really important to try and understand what do people want and how do you actually help them to sort of get better at things. So what I really like about one of the things that Money and Mental Health is doing is they've got this online community where they're encouraging thousands of people, anyone who's been affected by a mental health issue or is caring or supporting someone who's got a mental health issue, to go along, sign up and get involved and share your views in your own words. And I think that actually is a key difference to some of these things that have been attempted in the past.
So getting things off your chest in a forum scenario.
Well, I think that's particularly helpful when it comes to if we're going to design things that might be helpful to people. I think that there's a big difference between just sort of looking at data in abstraction and then sort of assuming that people are going to behave in a logical way. The difference between that and actually talking to people, finding out what it's like, finding out what they want, and then how you can make a difference to them. There's a very sort of subtle difference in one sense, but a big difference in another.
Isn't there the other issue, though? I mean, this initiative started, nearly 10 years after the global financial crisis. We've had interest rates at zero. We've had salaries which haven't gone anywhere for the last 20 years in many cases. No wonders there's this problem now. I mean, and also you're seeing in society as well, people just working hard doesn't actually, there's no relationship between working hard and receiving benefit or receiving a higher salary, promotion or anything else. And you see the other way around, which upsets people too, is you see people who've clearly done nothing and they get all the benefits. So the unfairness factor, the unforeseen consequences, all those issues that have come through since QE and zero interest rates, they're starting to take their toll now, aren't they?
Well, there was a huge spike in issues like this, particularly in bank workers, city workers, after the financial crisis. And you look at the data and there's a huge spike between then and now, actually, in things like poor sleep. So over half of people who work in the city, according to recent surveys, claim that actually they struggle to sleep properly. there's another big group of people who are working more than 30 hours more than their contract says. So not 5 or 10 hours more, but 30 hours more. And these things have become normal. So people are under a huge amount of pressure. And as I remember when I worked for a big corporate in the city, it's just not the done thing to talk about insecurity around money. There's a presumption that, you know, you must be absolutely sort of perfect and secure and sort of not worried in any way about your financial affairs. And that patently just isn't true. You know, you only have to leave the office and go to the pub or the coffee shop to find out that actually we're all in some way worried about these things. So one of the things I really like about money and mental health is it's a real genuine attempt to try and let people speak, understand their real concerns, not just the sort of abstract data we get in reports, and then try and work with banks, government, industry to try and actually make things better and break this toxic link between mental health and money.
Guy Schoen, CEO at ExplainTheMarket.com, thank you for coming in today.